Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Sexy bees.
You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk.
I'm your host, Miss V, out of the D, and I got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Oh, what an awesome weekend. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I went to a concert on Friday. I meant to send you the video, but I'm trying to figure out what perks to send you. Well, there's no bad parts, but you know, they only let you send a minute in a fucking video, and my videos are all more than a minute long.
Yeah.
So I went and saw New Kids on the Block. Before anybody say, damn, Missy, first of all, I am not a New Kids on the Block fan. I'm not anti New Kids on the Block. I'm just not one of their big cheerleaders, okay? You will not see me wearing a New Kids on the Block t-shirt. Let's get that real. Now, the Bell of the Road, you might see me wearing that. New Kids on the Block, no. And I'm not anti them. But between New Kids on the Block and Backstreet Boys, I'm more Backstreet Boys. Just putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
But they had Salt and Pepper with them, En Vogue, and Rick Astley. I did not know who he was. My daughter had to tell me he's like a one-hit wonder. Don't ask me the song, because I knew the song when he was there. The only time I knew it, because it doesn't stick in my head, but I guess now it's going to stick. My daughter said it's like the Rick dance or something.
Oh.
But I went to the concert for Salt and Pepper and En Vogue, and let me tell you, they showed out. When I say they showed out, you know that I like to talk about people of other cultures. Apparently, me and my daughter scared the white people. Now, I want you to understand there were not a whole lot of black people at this concert. If you were black, you were probably there because of En Vogue and Salt and Pepper. I can tell you that me and my daughter went En Vogue saying, what's it going to be? And if anybody has seen the movie Set It Off, you know the song. Me and my daughter sang that song from beginning to end. I know we scared the people behind us because we was up there doing the moves and everything. Oh, we was doing it. Let's get that real. We was doing it. And then Salt and Pepper, they did Push It and Swoop and What a Man. And my favorite song, Let's Talk About Sex. And they rotated. I really was great. First of all, let me say, New Kids on the Block, y'all, you motherfuckers showed out. I did not expect this. They had two stages. And this, again, this was not an outdoor concert. This was an inside concert, but they had two stages. I've never been to an indoor concert that has two stages. I am so glad I picked the seats that I picked, because what it is they were rotating between the two stages. And one stage, they had to be escorted to. The other one was like the main stage. But I can tell you, the fact that they had two stages and they utilized them, they showed out. I put it like this. They come back again with that setup that they did, I would go again. I would really go again. I'm not going to say I would not go. I was not disappointed at all.
Good deal.
They showed out. New Kids on the Block did good. I can't say nothing bad. I'm not even going to sit here and say, oh, what is? No. Well, am I a New Kids on the Block fan? No. But did they show out? Yes, they showed out. Let me put one thing out there. Ladies, nobody in New Kids on the Block has a dad bod. Oh, my God. They had, while Salt and Pepper was on stage, they did like a cam in their dressing rooms while they were changing. And while Salt and Pepper was performing, they popped up on the screen showing them changing. Salt and Pepper had to stop and was like, oh, damn, I know that was part of the show, but damn, what they showed? Oh, is. You might have to go get me a white boy. Okay? I'm just saying. You know. And, you know, that is my age group, so it ain't like I would be something like this. You know, that's all in my demographics for age. I might go. Give me a little vanilla. They look good. Oh, they look good. Damn, they look good. But that's how I ended my Friday. I'm going to briefly speak on the beginning of Friday. I want everyone, regardless of what side you're on, demonstrations to be peaceful. For the pro-choice people, if you don't like what happened on Friday, get your ass up out your fucking seat, quit complaining, don't just fucking demonstrate, but speak your mind at the motherfucking voting polls. Let them know how you really feel. You can demonstrate all day long. You can fuss all day long. But if you don't go fucking vote, this is what happens when people don't vote. This is really what happens when people don't vote. But let me say something else. Women, I don't care what party you're a member of. I want you to understand, in that decision, they said this was based on the Constitution. Let me tell you something else that is not mentioned in the Constitution. Women. So I want you to think real hard while you making your decisions. They're basing this on the Constitution. Remember, women did not get the right to vote until 1923. So, women, you are not mentioned in the Constitution. I am not mentioned in the Constitution. They're basing this, quote-unquote, on the Constitution. It says all men are created equal, not men and women. Women, we're not in the Constitution. Think about it. Think about it hard. Because this is what you voted for. And until there's a constitutional amendment put in that actually puts us in there, we don't mean shit. Pro-choice does not mean pro-abortion. I am pro-choice. I am for the right of a woman to choose what she wants to do with her body. Pro-choice does not mean pro-abortion. With that said, Greg, do you have anything to say?
Not really. I mean, it was done, and now it is completely up to the states. So I am for no abortions, but that is not my choice. That is not my decision. That is the woman's decision and choice. I have nothing to say about a woman wanting to get an abortion. So I'm actually either way on it.
But you're saying let a woman make her own decision.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that you're going to agree with that decision, but it's
correct.
Her decision to make.
Yep. I mean, even if I am the father, it's not my decision. That's hers. I would disagree with it, yes, but that's her decision, not mine. People need to realize it is a woman's decision, not the state, not the government, not any man.
So with that, let's talk about this damn concert. I had so much fun on Friday. I know everybody's like, really? Yes, really, because you know what? I say what I got to say. I will tell you, just so everybody understands how strongly I feel, way before this came down, I had volunteered to canvass for voters. If you have listened to me, you know my political stance. I'm not going to go into my political stance. This is not the show for that. But what I did do was I made my voice heard, and I talked to people. And I heard both sides. So I can tell you, and guess what? People respected me because I was carrying. Let me tell you something. I had this cute little purse on. Regardless of what people felt, people was like, oh, we like that purse. Again, no, I was not out there in high heels, and I was in casual clothes, people. But, ladies, if you ever know about a crossbody, it's hard to find a good crossbody. Let's just keep it real. So, regardless of what we were agreeing or disagreeing with, what I can tell you is that I was getting compliments on my little crossbody. People was like, where did you get that from? When did you get that? That's how, and you know what? There was no disrespect. And that's the whole thing. As long as there's no disrespect, we can all get along. I was going through a neighborhood. Now, let me tell you, it was hotter than I liked it to fucking men. But guess what? People talked to me. We listened to each other. We had conversations. I did not get to do all that I wanted to, but I can tell you, the people that I interacted with, regardless of what they thought, the one thing we had in common was that it's too goddamn hot today and that they like my crossbody. So we was good. And there was respect. It wasn't a, oh, well, I don't do this. I was like, okay, thank you. You know, and I kept it going, and then a person chased me down and was like, hey, I like that person. I was like, oh, yeah, thank you. You know why? Mutual respect. What I had on had nothing to do with what I was doing politically, okay? And a compliment is a compliment. I don't sit there and ask if you vote red or blue when you're giving me a compliment, okay? I take all compliments. Just like I want to tell everybody, everybody bleed red. Pretty much all pussies look the same and all dicks look the same. I mean, some are a little bit, you know, depending on who you fucking, it could be small, it could be really, really shriveled up. They could be a woman. They could be a short dick man, you know. But in all actuality, a dick is a dick. And a pussy is a pussy. Size does. Okay, ladies, I will say size does matter to me. You know, if your dick is the size of my pinky, we might have a problem. You better have a motherfucking tongue to compensate. I'm just keeping it real. If your dick can't do it, your tongue better take care of it. Because if your tongue and your dick ain't working together or doing something for me, deuces, we gone. And I've had a dude who couldn't do both. And actually, I went back and talked to the bitch who said that he was a damn good pussy eater. Because he couldn't fuck and he couldn't eat pussy. And I only did him on a recommendation. His reference was shit. I called, as a matter of fact, I don't even speak to his reference no more because I'm like, did you lie? And on top of that, I almost made a phone call to a few of his frat brothers because, see, he's a member of a frat. I won't say it on my show because I don't want nobody to say I'm knocking the whole frat. All I can tell you is that this frat is known for fucking. He didn't meet the standard. I know a lot of people in that frat. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. He must have faked it. He must have found some bitches who had never been fucked when he was going to crossover. Because I can tell you, he did not make the cut. Not for me. And I've done a few people in that fraternity. Okay. I never did a crossover to become a sore, but being a sore of their sister fraternity when I was crossing, I had my fair share of these guys, and I can tell you, yeah, oh boy, didn't meet the standard. I don't know how he made the cut. He must be doing something else. Cause when they come down the fucking, he makes the cut. I'm just saying. But like this, remember that song that I think I say it on here? When I might have to play it real quick because, see, this is how I feel about him. If I see this song, y'all are going to know how I feel. I hope I didn't delete it because I can tell you I ain't the one for it. I think, oh, shit, I took it off. Because, he didn't make the cut. He didn't make the cut at all. So, the song I was looking for, a short dick man. Don't want no short dick man. And I can tell you, no, he ain't make the cut. That's all I'm gonna say. He ain't make the cut at all. I ain't got the song to talk about.
I have had a few women that definitely did not know how to do anything. And they weren't even virgins. Virgin,
I'm sure some dudes
would
say that about me.
Oh, shit.
I have, you know what, I take that back. I know, you know how, I will tell you, a woman, you know you got good pussy when years later motherfuckers still want to fuck you. You know you got some good pussy when motherfuckers will text you talking about, damn, I miss your pussy. And I'm not talking about recent dudes. I'm talking about motherfuckers from 10, 15, 20 years ago talking about, damn, this is what I want to do to your pussy. That's when you know you good. I know I'm good because I do get those type of text messages, okay? I get motherfuckers who, just to see if my number is still working, will send me some shit. I'll be like, really? And then I'll be like, who is this? Then I'll respond. And then I'll reply back. I'll be like, well, whoever you are, if you can't say who you are, thank you for the compliment on my pussy, and I keep it rolling. And I don't try no more because when your pussy is that good, motherfuckers just want to know you're still out there and existing, okay? And when you got some good dick, women to do the same thing. Have I called up any old dick? I haven't called none up, but I have one that I'm willing to call. Who the hell is? Let's see. I cannot take this. You know, so my whole thing is that this is how you know you good. Now, dudes, if you get that random phone call from a chick, first of all, there's two types of calls that we will give a dude after a long amount of time. That good sex one, if you get the phone call at 3 in the morning, it's the drunk text or the drunk phone call. That's horny. That don't mean you good. Let's just keep it real. That don't mean you good. It just means she horny. But if she sends you a message in the middle of the day and she's saying, yo, what's up? Be cautious. When you reply and you say who this is, who is this? And they say, hey, it's so-and-so. If she ain't off the rip saying, are you kicking anybody because I'm horny? She after something else. Check your social media and find out if you've been bragging about your finances or something. I'm just keeping it real. Because if she doesn't have some type of communication, like there are dudes that I have not had sex with in years. But because I do keep communication with them, like I do send like the happy birthday text. I don't send it to get a reply back. I just like, happy birthday. But if you haven't heard from this person at all, no happy birthday, no bye, bitch, no I'm sorry to hear about you. If you get out the random and she ain't saying she want to fuck you, especially in the afternoon, check what time of the month it is and check your social media. And see if maybe if you're kicking it with somebody, if they've been bragging about you. Because, see, women like to go after men that already got somebody. I'm just keeping it real. I don't like to go after. Well, I take that back. If I just want to be fucked, I do want to fuck somebody who already got somebody because that means you ain't getting attached to me. As I get older, I get that way. Now, I know ladies will say, but you wouldn't want nobody to do it to you. You're right, I wouldn't. But I'm at the point now, if I ain't looking for a commitment and I just want to fuck, unless he bragging to you that he fucked me, you'll never know. Now, if he don't know how to get my damn smell off of him, then that's your problem with your man. I'm just being honest. Because if you can smell me and on your man, then you need to check on your man. Because you shouldn't be smelling me on your man.
That's it.
And at that point, the problem is not me. The problem is him. thing. If I ain't bragging about fucking your man, don't worry about me. If you find my number in your man's phone, don't contact me, because you won't like the response. Because, see, if I tell you I'm fucking your man and you want to have a beef with me, it won't be a cute beef. Because first I'm going to tell you, I'm going to ask you, how'd you get my number? And then I'm going to ask you a few questions. I'm going to ask you how long you've been with your man and did you know I was his ex? And that's all I'm going to want to ask you.
Yep.
And if you say yay or no to any of them, your problem is still your man. That's not my problem. You know why it's not my problem? Because if your man hasn't told you about me, then what's the point?
Plain
and simple. And I want to tell you, if I don't care about you, you shouldn't care about me. Just saying. But with that, let's talk about some other shit. Salt and pepper. Now, y'all know how much I love my music, but guess what? I did not know that Salt and Pepper had fire spin. I say that because I was wondering why Cinderella wasn't there. I was. I looked it up. I ain't gonna get it again. I guess they had some contract issues. But she wasn't on the tour, so I was like, damn. They still showed out. And Vogue showed out. All I can tell you is that I was happy. I mean, concert went probably exactly 3 hours. Well, yeah, it went 3 hours. Which isn't bad for a concert. It was New Kids on the Block Party Tour. I can tell you that I was impressed. I was actually impressed. Not a New Kids on the Block fan, but I was impressed with the concert. Would I go again? Yes. Would I pay for it again? Yes.
Uh-huh.
Would I wear a different pair of shoes? Yes. The strap on my sandals that I wore broke. But nobody knew it broke because, luckily, I really wore real strappy sandals. So the strap that broke, nobody knew it broke but me. That shit was kind of funny. I had to walk a little slower. But luckily, again, because of the sandals that I wore, nobody knew that my strap. I was like, what the fuck? Damn. I kept it moving, though. I was still moving. Whole concert didn't affect anything. Again, I enjoyed myself. I did not wear a wig. I had a wig all pulled out to put on, but, again, it was a new shade of hot on Friday. It was so hot that the humidity in my house was fucked up. I couldn't curl my own fucking hair. Yeah, I kept trying to curl my hair. My hair was like, fuck you, bitch. We're not even going to give you a band. I was just like, damn, my cute factor. I didn't feel bad because a whole lot of people didn't have cute factor that day. But like this was not the let me take you on a date concert, all right? This was definitely the let's party concert because people had on any and every damn thing. I dressed up more for the Lion King, okay? I'm being honest. I dressed up for the Lion King. I didn't dress up for this concert. I'm glad I didn't. I did not feel overdressed. I did not feel underdressed. My daughter had on shorts and a tank top and her chucks. I had on wedges and a jean dress. Our other girlfriend had on a strapless dress and sandals. There was people, I mean, I don't think I saw anybody who I would say, yeah, you shouldn't have been at this damn concert. That's the wrong thing to wear. I didn't see nobody like that. I ain't even see the chick who was trying to impress her man. Because normally when you go to a concert like that, at least you see one chick that's trying to be overly cute. You know one chick, ladies, you know that one chick where she done threw on them high heels that make her feet hurt from here to next year. And she got on the skirt so short that you could see her kitty cat without her moving. I didn't see nobody like that. And so much makeup that you'd be like, damn, bitch. I ain't seen nobody like that. I will tell you, I dressed for the Prince concert, his last concert here in 2015 before he passed away. Now, yeah. I did dress for that. My feet hurt for four fucking days after that damn concert. I still don't regret it, okay? No regrets whatsoever. Bitch looked good at that concert from my head to my motherfucking toes. I have no motherfucking regrets. Yes, my feet hurt for four fucking days. I'm talking about the type of hurt that regardless of what shoes I wore, my feet were hurting. That's how bad my feet hurt. That's how bad they are swollen. Ladies, you know the type of hurt I'm talking about. It don't happen too often, but that, you know what? I can look back on it. I have no regrets because that was Prince's last concert here in Detroit before he passed away. I was at it, and I can tell you, I got the video to prove that shit. I have no fucking regrets. When I look at it now, yeah, I don't regret it, because guess what? People who I invited to go to that concert with me didn't go. To this very fucking day, they still talking about, oh, we can't believe we ain't go with you. Not my problem. That's why not my problem. I was there. You got invited. What you want me to say to you? And considering them tickets went on sale on a Monday and the concert was that Thursday, that was the Hit and Run tour. Hit and Run. You guys are going to hear me go outside. I got to get dogs in. Hey, y'all, come on. Come on. I know you run, come in. Come on. One, two, thank you. See, this is when you know it's hot outside. When your animals just come in like that, you know it's too damn hot outside.
Oh, yeah.
And they went straight to the water. I have four things of water in my house for them. They went straight to the water. Damn. Each one of them bowls. Now I got two more bowls for them. They're full. But guess what? They went straight to the water. But this is our last show, everybody. We don't come back until September. Church work. Here. Go. Titus, go. Church work. Troy. Here. Come on, Tata. Come on, baby. Troy. Go on, Ty. 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 Come on, Ty. Go. Ty, go. Go on. I have these treats that I give my dog, and they have locations that they give them, but if I don't get their treat, if I don't have them get their treat separately, one will,
yeah.
the baby will eat all of the treats. So I had them get their treats because their treats help them get ready for bed. Their treats make life a little bit easier for me. Now they're back drinking their water. Their treats are kicking in. But we're going to have a good summer. We have less than 30 minutes left. When we come back, there will be a lot of things that's going on this summer. I know in the past couple of weeks, I have had a lot of things go on that I'm not going to talk about, but they've all been positive. You know, as they say, everything doesn't have to be spoken out loud, it goes on. But I've had a lot of positive things happen. And I will say that I'm going to have a positive summer. We're going to come back off the summer hiatus with a whole lot of stuff that's been done, I can tell you that. I will have a lot going on. And when we come back, I probably won't be taking that many breaks because a lot of stuff that I need to do will happen during our summer hiatus. Stuff that I thought was going to happen during our regular, our show season. Now, does that mean I might not go somewhere? Nope. It just means that I might be going just during the week and not have to miss any Sunday shows. I will tell you, though, let me look. Football season. They still haven't released the schedule. They just have released our opponents. I think our schedule is out. Let's see. Because y'all know what's important to me is my football. I'm going to hold you up. Let's see. Can I get the schedule? Oh, wow. So, well, let's see what time the games are. Schedule is one thing. Let me see what time the games actually are. Okay. Oh. So, preseason. That's not bad. Let's see. I'm just looking to see what time these games are. For anybody who's wondering what's going on, I'm looking at what time the games are. And this will tell me if I will miss any shows. Nah. We're not special enough to get anything in the evening. Everything is in the afternoon. Everything. And damn, our last home game is actually on January 1st. Do you know how drunk I'm going to be that day? Like, who the fuck decides to have a damn game on? Yeah, somebody need to have a conversation. We are playing at Ford Field on January 1st. I will tell you personally, that means bitch is going to be there probably with sunglasses on in the middle of that damn day on January 1st. I ain't going to lie to you. I might still be partying. Let's be real. That's a bad joke.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of a hard game.
Damn, that's a bad joke. Bad joke. That's all I can say. Bad joke. Because Lord knows I can't do it. Damn. Why do I have to look at that schedule now? That's going to be a bad day. I mean, it's a good day, but I don't know how to describe it.
I'll put a bet down they're going to win that game.
I ain't going to say shit. We better hope that people make it to the game. Damn.
The only way a lot of people make it to that game, I think, is if it's televised.
I'll be there.
Oh, I know you will.
I'll be there. Damn. Wait a minute, I'm feeling it now. What is it, 8 months away? I'm like, damn. I'm glad we ain't got no show that day, but damn. Damn. That's going to be a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really going to hate to see the tweets that day. I'm gonna probably have a sunglass. Wait a minute. That's when you really do say, I got the sunglasses on. They say, why? Yeah, y'all want to see these eyes. Oh, my God. That's all I can say is, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Damn. Let me look at that schedule again. I didn't even see what we were playing because once I saw January 1st, you know I just lost my mind.
Uh-huh.
Damn. Let me relook at this because, like I said, shit just caught me off guard. You know, that's enough shit to really fuck you up. You know how that's like seeing the dude that you really, really like get with another bitch. And you be like, why her? This one is the, why on January 1st? Okay, preseason, we got the Falcons, the Colts, and the Steelers. The Falcons are going to be at home. We only got one preseason game at home. Okay, regular season at home. Philadelphia. Then we got the Washington Commanders. Then we got to travel to Minnesota. Now, one of the away games, we may not have a show. So I will say we may miss one show because we're trying to go to at least one away game. So the Minnesota game is kind of looking like it because they have a dome.
Yeah.
But or it might be, let's see, we might go to New England. I'm just saying. I'm looking at, like, where we can go and what they coincide with. So.
Yep.
October 9th. Okay, that's August. Let's see. Give me a calendar. Show me the agenda for that day. Oh, we might go to New England. I'm just being honest. We might go to New England.
So well, it depends on if it's snowing for me.
So we might be at that New England game, which means that if we have a show, it will be done after that game, and it will be done probably while I'm on the road, or it will be done from a hotel room. Because I ain't going to Dallas. I ain't going. Oh, Miami is at home. Green Bay is at home. I ain't going to Soldier Field in fucking November. Let's just keep that shit real. Chicago is close. Bitch ain't going to Soldier Field. Because, see, Chicago off the motherfucking lake, yeah, bitch ain't that crazy.
No, it's cold.
And I'm not going to go watch the Giants. MetLife is indoor, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't MetLife Stadium a dome? I think they are.
That's
I'm still not going
Giants?
Indoor.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I ain't going anyway. The Bills are at home. Now, I can see me going to Jacksonville. No, Jacksonville is at home. I had just had that conversation with one of my friends in Jacksonville, but Jacksonville is a home game for us.
Yeah.
Okay. That's right. The Jets and the Giants share the same stadium. So I ain't going to see the Jets either. I ain't going to MetLife.
Yep.
I'm not going to North Carolina on Christmas Eve. Hell to the no.
Oh, hell no.
And the Bears are at home on New Year's Day, and Green Bay is at Lambeau. They said the date is to be determined for week 18. I can tell you, I'm not going to Lambeau in fucking January. Hell to the fucking no. So the possibility here is that we may, on Sunday, October 9th, not have a show. Keyword, may not have a show. Because that's the only place I could see. If you don't, y'all ain't going outside. They don't have to be in gate down like they going somewhere. You ain't going nowhere. Get your ass to back here. Come on. Y'all not going. It's on my fair time. Y'all fighting too. They like children. They fighting too. I'll let y'all go because y'all going to come back in. Y'all better be glad the show not over. Come on. Go run yourself ragged. Go run yourself ragged. I'm good. So, have you been watching NASCAR?
No, it was supposed to be on NBC today, but it was on fucking USA.
Okay, I thought so. I just clicked over and saw something on NBC. Maybe I was wrong.
I think they're in Nashville racing today.
I ain't even going to lie to you. I ain't kept up with it.
I know last week it was Daniel Suarez that won with Trackhouse Racing, and the main owner of Trackhouse is Pitbull.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
They said that NASCAR is on right now. NASCAR Cup Series Ally 400, that's on NBC.
Okay.
Yep. They're racing right now.
Yep.
I just pulled it up.
Got
there's race cars on my TV.
Yeah, it's going to be a late night for me then. Motherfuck.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's
I'm
good.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm good. I finally get to see some fucking NASCAR.
See, I asked a question. And you said one thing, and I was like, I thought I saw that on NBC.
Yep.
And lo and behold, it's on NBC.
And see, I didn't think it was going to be on TV this late. And it's like, motherfuck.
Yeah, it's on.
Yep. But, yeah, it's Nashville is where they're racing, and it's the first time there in either ever or decades.
Wow. What you guys are hearing is me breaking a bag of ice and me not losing my mind. I came home earlier today, and I literally opened up my refrigerator, and the light was off, and I was like, oh, shit, my refrigerator. And I finally said, fuck you, bitch. Luckily, I knew I had been moving things around by the electric outlet by my refrigerator. Lucky me that instead of losing my mind completely, I looked at the electric outlet. Guess what? The electric outlet had came out almost. So the fridge was off. Again, I didn't lose my mind because I was like, wait a minute, I know it's just on the line now. But I'm cracking some ice because I found out for whatever reason in this damn heat, and you guys know that I have not really been drinking. I found out that because it's so hot, even when we have an air and everything going on in my home, that if I have a drink, not a big drink, but a drink before I go to bed, it seems to help me go to sleep. And I also saw on the news, yes, I watched the news for more than just politics. They also said, like, if you have a glass of red wine before you go to bed, that helps. It's something about the, they said that the kill of the grape that red wine is made with, it put, I forget what they say it is, but it puts you to sleep or helps put you to sleep. So I'm not a red wine drinker. I'm not having a glass of red wine. I'm having a glass of regular wine, but I'm still having me a glass of wine.
Yeah, not a big fan of red.
I'm going to tell you. Let me tell you about this red wine. And I'm not a fan of red wine either. But Stella Rosa has a sweet red. That bitch is the only red wine that I really like. Cherry Republic, that stuff that I sent you, they make a good red wine. You know, all that whole, that barbecue thing I sent you?
Yeah.
They also make wine, and they make a good red wine. But Stella Rosa, if you ever come across it, it's Stella Rosa. Buy it in a grocery store. Sweet red.
Okay.
That is good. I am not, that is the only red wine that I will really drink. As a matter of fact, I had to quit drinking it because it was like I was buying the sweet red on a regular. I was like, okay. I didn't know I like red. But it's actually a sweet red. And it tastes good. Wow, I thought we would have talked to Randy before for this last show. He must have forgot.
Or sleeping.
True, because he might have had a long day at work.
Yep, or could still be at work.
True. When I tell you, I'm trying to pull it up now so I can tell you the, it is, I'm pulling up the wine now because I'm going to say Stella Rosa actually last summer came out. I guess they wanted to make sure that all of us were hibernating during COVID, understood that we could still get drunk. Stella Rosa has a watermelon wine that's off the chain, a ruby rose grapefruit. Their watermelon is good. Their ruby rose grapefruit is good. Their I haven't tried their apple. I haven't tried the Stella Pink. I haven't tried the green apple either. They got a red and a green apple. I did try the peach. The Stella Peach is pretty good. The pineapple is really good. The pineapple is addictive. The
and
tropical
this is
mango
Stella,
is Stella Rosa.
Stella Rosa. Okay.
Well,
look for that.
I'm going to send you the link to their website now. Because you can see all their different wines. And like I said, they sell them at the grocery store. This ain't no fancy schmancy wine. They normally don't sell for $8.99 a bottle or something.
Yeah.
But their semi-sweet red is the one that I have drank. And when I tell you that it is really good, it is really good. But they have like all these different flavors. And do not drink their wines out the can. They are not worth it. Even though they're the same ones they have in the bottle. No, but they now sell them like in a can, like in a 4-pack. I was like, bitch, please, you're trying to get all my money. I bought the 4-pack once thinking that, oh, maybe this would be okay. Hell to the nah. It was not worth it. Not at all. So I will tell everybody I do not recommend their okay, the sweet wine that I was telling you about, it's the Stella Rosa Rosso. It's R-O-S-S-O, and that's their semi-sweet red, and it's good.
Okay.
It really is good. I am not a red wine person. But that was good. And, you know, it's a wine. That's all. I mean, it's not, as they say, I can't say, oh, well, it's this, it's that. It's a wine. It's good. I drink it. I drink too fucking much of it. But since we were talking about red wines, since I'm about to let you know, that one is a good one.
Okay, good. I'll definitely look for it.
My new neighbors.
I mean,
seem
the reds
to be okay.
Are just too strong.
Yeah. Oh, guess what I saw in my front yard this past week?
What
I'm
happened?
Sorry, I changed the subject. Guess what I saw in my front yard this past week?
What'd you find?
A deer.
Ah, nice.
Bambi was in my fucking front yard. Now, I've seen Bambi in my neighborhood, like, farther down. But
yeah.
Bambi made it across the big street. Was in my
neighborhood. Sure.
I was like, damn. I took a picture of Bambi. Bambi was in
That's
my front yard.
That's very cool.
Cool
so
hotel.
Far, the only
now,
wildlife that I have seen here at my place this year are the roadrunners, doves, got a big-ass hawk, and I actually have not seen any deer.
Okay. Well, you know, my dog killed the damn possum. We know about the possum. Plus, I done seen the big-ass possum. I done seen the skunk, and now I done seen Bambi. This is the second time I've seen Bambi. I saw Bambi a few weeks ago down on the other end of my street where it's more wooded at.
Yeah.
But never where I'm at. There's no woods where I'm at. I mean, the woods are about a mile away from where I live. So it's not like, oh, hey, they came out the woods and then came to where I'm at. They had to come a distance because there's no woods for a mile away.
Yeah.
The closest woods are a mile away.
Yeah, they're actually looking for food and water then.
So, and it was a baby.
And
it wasn't an adult.
And if you feed them corn.
Well, I can tell you I know where they went. We have an old abandoned apple orchard across the street from me, literally across the street from me, where I'm trying to buy the property if I ever get the money. It's an old abandoned apple orchard, so I'm sure there's still some apples on the trees that are left back there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure he went back there and ate apples. And I'm sure he's still alive because, believe me, if I would have seen him going back across the street, he would have got hit.
Uh-huh.
Because literally across the street from me is, oh, I know where, now if he goes back to the other side of the street where I know he came from, they are going to have a hissy fit because that is where they grow the corn and stuff at.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they planted corn this year. They rotate, you know, with corn, you have to rotate the crops.
Oh, yeah.
You can't plant corn year after year. So I don't think there was corn last year. I think there was, like, wheat or something just to rebuild the soil. So nothing has been planted. I saw the tractor over there earlier this week. So I don't know what was planted for this year. But if it's corn, they're going to be mad as hell because that's normally a big-ass cornfield when it's done.
Yeah.
I'd be so tempted to go over there and just pick the corn, and I'm like, that's not mine. I was like, I could just go to – well, because I know who owns it. I don't know them personally, but I know the farmer's market. I know the farmer's market that owns that land. And I'm like, I would be wrong as hell. I was like – I'd be so wrong. I'd be so disgusted. Like, damn, I just go pick me some corn. Why I got to go buy it? But I'm like, I wouldn't want nobody. You know, I'd be like, and I'm very honest. I would not want nobody to do that if I own that land. You know, if I own corn. But you could, like, really just walk up. Like, if I had to wait on the bus, literally, the bus stop is right in front of it. So, literally, if I was going to catch the bus. Be like, oh, let me grab me some corn.
Take that home, have
so
it
wrong.
For dinner tonight.
But, oh, let me tell you how good this corn is. This corn, when I buy it, and I think I've talked about this before, I don't shuck it or anything.
I put it straight into my freezer. We had corn Memorial Day. Oh, my God. Now, this is the corn from that summer.
Yeah.
I threw it on the grill. Greg, oh, my God, it was so juicy.
Especially
so juicy.
Still in the shuck.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I froze it in the husk.
Yep.
My mother
talks
about it because everybody wonders, how the hell do I have fresh corn year-round?
Uh-huh.
And they're like, there's no way. And I'm like, yes, I have. My corn is actually fresh corn. It's not the – I did not go to the grocery store and get it. This is not that frozen corn on the cob from the grocery store.
Yeah.
My corn on the cob is actually juicy. That stuff they sell in the grocery store, I can't even tell you how it tastes because I have not tried any frozen corn from the grocery store in years. You know the corn on the cob they sell in the grocery store? I can't tell you what it tastes like no more. And the reason why I can't tell you is because when I want corn on the cob, at the end of the season, close to the end of the season, what I normally do is at the farmer's market that is right by my house, they sell corn by the bag. But the way they sell it is that when you buy the corn, it's they'll sell a bag and they'll say 2 bags for $5 or something. And it's how many you can stuff in there. Well, shit, I normally get 24. I might get between 12 and 15 in a bag. And you're talking about 2 bags? That's a lot of goddamn corn.
That's a lot of corn.
So
and
I don't go back
actually,
and buy more corn.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing. You are actually grilling it or cooking it the right way, still in the husk, and on the grill, or you can't even smoke it. And then, I mean, it's good shit, plain and simple.
But again, I have fresh corn year round, so I don't understand when people. I know that I live in a food desert. I'm blessed to live as close as I do to this particular farmer's market. So, like my family, I might not. If I really wanted to, I could go buy. I could clear out my freezer if I was smart enough and buy all my vegetables and freeze them and just have them year-round. I ain't that smart yet. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't got that smart. The only thing I buy that I freeze is my corn. And I might not buy corn for 2 years depending on how much corn I get because corn, what people don't realize, if you freeze it in the husk, the odds of you getting a freezer burn is null and void. So you could probably have it in your freezer for up to 2 years. I put mine, normally mine is about year and a half. I try not to go overboard. I'll buy 2 bags, and then depending on how much corn we have throughout the year, depends on when I go and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to talk about food. We're going to have a good summer. It is the last show until September, you guys. Me and Greg will be keeping in touch. You guys, follow me on my socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I will probably be back tweeting more. I ain't going to say I'm on Twitter a lot. But I will be tweeting more in the summer. We will be back, according to this, September 11th is our first show. So I want everybody to have a great summer. Be safe. And listen to the old shows. All of your old shows, all my old shows are on here. Don't be afraid to go listen to an old show. You know, if there's something that you hear that's funny or a guest that you want to repeat, you know, that's your way to go hear it. All my old shows. With that, have a great summer, everybody.
Don't drink and drive. Stay safe.
Yes, do not drink and
enjoy
drive.
Enjoy your summer.
Please. Yes.
It ain't worth it.
No, it's not.
Have fun, everybody.
Eat plenty of good food. Have a great summer, everyone.
Ciao.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.